This is 88.5 FM. My name is Andy Chanley, and once again, we are blessed to have a live session with a great artist. Alan Stone is joining us today. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Andy. I appreciate it.
A new album is called Building Balance. Just came out on Friday, so you can buy that. And tonight, a show at the Roxy. We just checked, and there is still a ticket or two left for that. So if you go to allenstone.com, is that right?
Yep.
Or the Roxy box office, maybe you can slide yourself into the Roxy tonight and see Alan. I think you're going to want to after you hear this. Tomorrow, also, Amoeba Records in
That's
Hollywood.
Right.
And in-store, you're going to do one of those. Everybody that can squeeze in, I guess.
We'll pile them all in, man. It's a big store.
It is. The song Brown Eyed Lover is what we've been playing a lot of here on 88.5 FM. Now, this is the first song you wrote for this album, I heard.
No, I've wrote many. There was quite a few before this one. This was the first one we released, though. This was the first one that felt like it needed to see the light of day. And it's been out for a little while. It was the first leading single off the record.
This is one of those songs. My 9-year-old. I was just talking about this in the other room. My 9-year-old loves music, and he asked me to turn him on to new music. We're driving to school. Play me something I've never heard before. So I'll play, some 10cc or whatever and turn something him on to something different each time. So I played Stevie Wonder for him one day. I played Sir Duke, which is the gateway drug for a 9-year-old into Stevie Wonder.
Yes, very much.
And in the car, then a day or so later, he hears Brown Eyed Lover. And I said, hey, who do you think this sounds like? He said, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow.
tell me about, I know that you're a fan. How large has Stevie's art played into your art?
Immensely. I mean, beyond really description, I think Stevie was kind of the first singer that I really fell in love with, like got obsessed with. And his work still to this day, man.
Yeah.
I always go back to it. I always find my way back to Songs in the Key of Life and Inner Visions. Those are like Desert Island records for me.
For a lot of people. Well, you've got the guitar. Will you play us a song?
Sure, yeah.
Right, what are you going to play?
I'll play one off Building Balance. It's called Lay It Down.
All right. This is Alan Stone in a live session on 88.5 FM.
The first thing you reach for in the morning, and the last thing you put down at night. I want my heart to be the only thing you're charging. It searches for me frantically when I'm out of sight. And is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Lay it down, lay it down. 'Cause you can finish with your searching. I am waiting to be found. Lay it down, lay it down, lay it down. Well, keep me close enough to fit inside your pocket. Let me see inside the windows to your heart. Oh, if you're looking for some love, let me unlock it. If you need another chance, we can restart. Is it too much to ask? Don't let this moment pass. Just lay it down, lay it down. Can finish with your searching. I am waiting to be found. Lay it down, lay it down. Oh, looking through the cracks of a faded glass, waving at the world while your life goes passing by. No, wake up on the side of reality. Open up your eyes and finally breathe. Oh, lay it down, let you down. You can finish with your searching, 'cause I am waiting to be found. Let you down, let you down. But you won't find another version, well, that will always be around. Let you down, let you down. Well, if there's one thing that is certain, well, it's in front of you right now. Let you down, lay you down. Yeah, well, just lay it down, yeah.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
That's,
thank you very much.
Alan Stone on 88.5 FM. That's beautiful. And that's from the new album, by the way, Building Balance, that just came out the other day. I think we might have just sold those remaining tickets. Well, you have to find out.
So.
Go to the Roxy box office and hear that and more tonight. Building Balance is the name of the album, we said. What balance do you mean? Is it artistic, personal, spiritual? What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's everything. It's all, I mean, your art as an artist is so much a part of who you are. It's such an expression of... Well, at least me personally as an artist, like, I don't sing what I don't feel. That last song, Lay It Down, that's about cell phones. And it's truly a balance in my life to learn how to be present with my family and my friends and people I work with and not be sucked into this vortex of, like, some other world that really, like, doesn't exist called social media, the internet, whatever you get lost
time,
in.
Time vampire, yeah.
Time vampire, yeah. And balance to me is, it's a circle,
yeah,
for my life. So not only did I feel like I found my balance as a musician and an artist musically, there's a lot of different colors and space on this record, from hip hop to folk to funk to blues, but also personally, my own life. I got married. I had a kid. There's a lot of growing up that had to be done over the last few years to really find my balance. And it's a constant. You know, it's not like the job's ever going to be done.
Right.
It's like an everyday thing.
Yeah, I've always said life is about flicking off the worms. You know, you got to keep moving.
Yes,
you got to keep busy.
That's good.
You talked about. I read that in addition to getting married, you moved back to your hometown. Where is your hometown? Where'd you move from? And how did that pilgrimage? What difference did that make?
It brought me back to my roots. I think I was living in Seattle for many years, and I love Seattle. But I grew up in the country, uh-huh. And I like being around, specifically when I'm off the road, because I travel 75% of the year, and it's a lot of go, 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 and it's really uncomfortable most of the time. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it said really well before. I think I forget who I heard say this, but people, I don't get paid to play music. I get paid to travel.
Yeah.
Because the music is the, I love
That's
playing
the
music.
Yeah.
It's the payoff, but the traveling blows.
Yeah.
So coming home off the road, I needed to get back to my center and find that peace and calm that I think you can find in your home and your community. And not that Seattle didn't have that for me, but it's still pretty fast paced. It's growing pretty quick over there on that portion of the big plot of land, man, that we're on. So.
Well, let's stop working and start playing again.
Okay.
Get another song out of you. What are we going to hear this time?
I want to do a cover. I was told that's okay.
But, and by the way, on your tour, this is, what did you call it? What's the name of the tour?
Yeah, so we're doing, this is an album release party fan appreciation tour, and it's called Karaoke Extravaganza.
So when people go to the Roxy tonight, they'll be experiencing Karaoke Extravaganza, which is your songs, but in between periodically fans can get up and sing the song while you play?
Yeah, so they sign up with one of our many cohorts there at the Roxy. And there's a list of, I think, 400 to 500 songs on my website that I'll sing with you.
Sure.
And in between me singing songs off Building Balance and talking about the record a little bit, fans get to come up and sing karaoke. We do Neil Diamond or
awesome,
or we do a Lizzo song. And it's absurd and bonkers, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, then what cover are you gonna play?
I'm gonna do an old Donny Hathaway tune. Okay. Donnie and Roberta Fleck. It's called Where's the Love.
All right, this is Alan Stone live on 88.5 FM.
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love you said you'd give to me soon as you were free? Will it ever be? Where is the love? You told me that you didn't love him. You were gonna say goodbye. But if you really didn't mean it, why did you have to lie? Oh yeah. Where is the love you said was mine, oh mine, to the end of time? Was it just a lie? Where is the love? Oh, oh yeah. If you had had a sudden change of heart, I wish that you would tell me so. Don't leave me hanging on your promises. You got to let me know. That I've never met you. I guess it must have been my fate. Fall in love with someone else's love. All I can do is wait. Oh, it's all I can do, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? Oh, 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 oh. Where is the love? Huh? Where is the love? Huh? Where is the love you say you'd give to me? Oh, oh, oh. Where is the love you said that you'd give to me?
That was out of sight. That's Alan Stone on 88.5 FM with a classic, Where's the Love? That was nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Next thing I want to talk about with you, and we have one more song we're going to try to convince you to play in a minute, but I have to say, you impressed me before I even met you.
Oh, wow.
Because working at a radio station, I get a lot of music sent to me.
Sure, sure, sure.
And you know, people will send out lots of stuff. They'll send out T-shirts. They'll send out, I got a coffee mug from the National a couple months ago. But you have sent out one of the best pieces of swag I've seen in a long, long time. And I wish this were TV so that people could see it.
Yes.
This is the Alan Stone bobble.
Yeah, bro. That's my dog, Ricky Lake. She's bobbling too, man.
Ricky Lake is your dog? Is that
That's my bulldog.
That's a real... Real animal.
That's my real dog. Yeah, I mean, no, that's a fake figurine of her. But I do have a dog, a bulldog named Ricky Lake. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. But the bobblehead is great. That a dog named Ricky Lake is on it is great. But then that the bobblehead on the dog actually bobbles is insane. This is exquisite.
And check out what jacket am I wearing, man?
He's wearing.
I'm rocking that FFA, boy.
He is. He's got an FFA jacket. Our future farmers of America for people that were born and bred in California and have no idea what we're talking about. But one of those blue corduroy Future Farmers of America's jacket. That's good. And this one that you're wearing has Jensen's name on it.
Yeah,
you have how many of these?
I have about 10. I haven't figured out. I had a funny thing happen to me the other day. I have a bunch of them, but I had another one on that said Delaney Watkins on it.
Right.
And so I just decided that I wanted to figure out who Delaney Watkins was. And actually, I think the jacket there says Delaney Watkins on it. So I posted it kind of on the internet and let the minions of Instagram figure it out for me. 10 minutes later, they had her profile. Here she is. I reached out to her. I'm like, I love your, this jacket's amazing.
she
comes back to me. She's like, oh yeah, cool, great. I'm glad you like the jacket. Awesome. It's like a month and a half later, I'm home in Spokane, and I'm out getting burgers at like 12:30, you know, late, coming home from a gig, and this like older gentleman knocks on my window, and then like where I live in Spokane, there's like dicey places, and sure, this is definitely one of them. He didn't look dicey though; he had like a nice shirt on, and his hair was sort of done. And he knocked on the window, so I kind of like half roll it down. Like I got my wife and my mother-in-law in the car. He's like, "Hey man, are you a singer? You sing song?" "Yeah man, I sing. He's like, "So I think maybe you might have got my daughter's FFA jacket."
I sent her dad to get it.
No, so he goes, I brought it to Goodwill and I wasn't supposed to.
Oh.
And she's been pissed off at me ever since. I just rolled up the window and took it. I was like, "Sorry, bro, I ain't giving the jacket back, man. I apologize."
I thought there was gonna be such a more poetic end to that.
No. No, I just thought it was so random that he was like,
"That's great."
Yeah. "I recognize you from the..."
It's fantastic. There's a story with every Future Farmers of America jacket.
Yes.
I'm sure of it. We're talking to Alan Stone. He's got a show tonight at the Roxy. There might be a ticket or two left. I would urge you to get one because I think it's going to be at least this entertaining. And go buy the record, of course, called Building Balance. Can you get us one more song, Alan?
Yeah, man. This is Brown Eyed Lover, the song you guys have been so gracious.
We've been
playing
this a lot and gotten a lot of great feedback. All right, Alan Stone on 88.5 FM.
Thank you.
Side of town, I don't want to keep her waiting. Got me up, side tongue tied, twisted all around. I don't want to keep her waiting. No, well, I don't know why I can't tell. Will this last the just coming? It came so fast, my feet feel cold, but my mind is for sure, and my heart remains. Oh, she's got everything you want. Wardrobe bought at the thrift shop, and all my friends adore her. She reminds me of my mother. She wonders how my day went. Don't care about my paychecks. Well, I don't wanna keep my baby waiting. I got a brown eyed lover on the other side of town. I don't wanna keep her waiting. She got me upside, tongue tied, twisted all around. I don't wanna keep her waiting. No, let me think. What if she finds a man who's got so much more time for her than me on his hands? Well, that don't make sense. Why would she wait so long just to run away? Oh, she's got everything you want. Let's be picked the restaurants, and all my friends adore her. and I can still afford her. She wishes I'd stop worrying about where my next paycheck is. Well, I don't wanna keep my baby waiting. I got a brown-eyed lover on the other side of town. I don't wanna keep her waiting. She got me upside, tongue-tied, twisted all around. I don't wanna keep her waiting. Side of town, I don't wanna keep her waiting. Yeah, she got me upside, tongue tied, twisted all around. I don't wanna keep her waiting. I don't wanna keep her waiting. I don't wanna keep her waiting.
Remarkable. Alan Stone on 88.5 FM. That was glorious. Thank you.
Thank you, Andy, for having me. Thanks for your time.
So happy to have you in here and to meet you. The new album is Building Balance. And tonight's a show at the Roxy. You can go to alanstone.com or Roxy Box Office and see if there's still a ticket for that. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. And then an in-store at Amoeba Records down there in Hollywood tomorrow. All the best to you. And by the way, when people go out and see you, is it going to be just you and guitar or...
Well, so I tour with a full band most of the year. Tonight at the Roxy, it's going to be a little bit of me and a guitar, and then a little bit of me just singing the backing track, kind of like exactly like karaoke.
Yeah.
But we come back in top of the year, February through March. We'll be playing the Fonda, and we'll have the full shebang, full band, and, nice. And all the songs off the record.
All right, we'll go out to the Roxy tonight and have some fun with Alan Stone. Once again, thanks for coming by and visiting us here on 88.5 FM.
Thanks for having me, Andy.